You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Amy Scott. Sometimes the best way to learn something is just by doing it. Think riding a bike or throwing a ball. You've got to try it out. Can that approach work for college? In every state, students can now get a taste of college while still in high school and earn some credits along the way by taking so-called dual enrollment classes. Marketplace's Peter Ballin and Rosen looks at how these classes work and why they're so popular.
When I was in high school, taking a college class was for smart kids who needed a challenge. Nowadays, that's changed. They're for anyone and everyone. And there are even whole schools devoted to this.
And let us pick up then on page 200. So the next thing we were looking at in the chapter on constructing knowledge.
Students sit quietly in a large cream-colored classroom at Energy Tech High School in Queens, New York. They're in 10th grade, but this is a three-hour critical thinking college class.
What we're looking at there is really the first stage of knowledge.
It's one of 19 public high schools in New York City where students can earn credits from a nearby college. Here, students can stick with the program for 2 years after 12th grade to finish the degree.
In 10th grade, they have the opportunity to take one college course. In 11th grade, it can be 2 to 4 college courses. In 12th grade, it could be 2 or more college courses.
Hope Barter is Energy Tech's principal. The college classes start young. We're not talking AP classes here. We're talking class with a college professor.
It helps me to think more outside of the box than in the box. You have to use like experience or common knowledge to solve these problems.
10th grader Rayad Yassin digs the challenge. He keeps telling himself,
do your work. It's going to pay off someday.
Dual enrollment classes do have a payoff. Students are more likely to graduate high school, go on to college, and earn more credits than others, according to a recent study from Columbia University. And that's something districts are willing to bet big on. In New York City, classes are free for students. Phil Weinberg is New York City Department of Education's Deputy Chancellor for Teaching and Learning.
There are ways in which we're making a financial investment in these young folks. For some of our young people, money is a reason why they can't continue their education.
Because college costs, and these classes do too. The Department of Education and area colleges split the bill between $500 and $700 per student per year for tuition, textbooks, instructors. And with 8,000 New York City students taking these classes, I had a question.
If taxpayers are paying for students to get a high school education, why should they also be paying for students to get part of a college education?
I think that as we strengthen the bridge between high school and college, no matter whether it's in New York City or anywhere else in this country, they will go and they will do well.
Dual enrollment's popularity has exploded in the past decade, depending what state you're in, families, districts, or state government covers the bill. And you can find these classes in every state. 10 require schools to offer them. In Indiana, Iowa, New Mexico, about half of all high school grads have completed at least one college course.
They're just now really taking stock of this phenomenon, which has sort of grown faster than people could take account of.
Davis Jenkins is senior research scholar at Columbia University. Now, no one actually tracks dual enrollment data nationally, but we can look at one thing. The number of students under 18 taking college courses went from about 300,000 in 1995 to over 1 million in 2015. It's almost 4 times as many students. And while these classes are available,
it's not a silver bullet. We're just sort of approaching it ad hoc and at random.
Jenkins studies dual enrollment classes. Whether students actually earn a college degree varies by state, and many states have big achievement gaps between lower and higher income students.
This is extra college, that's good, but is it college that helps you progress to complete your college degree? And that's a critical question.
Clive Belfield teaches economics at the City University of New York. The economic benefit of completing college has been well documented.
But if the course doesn't help you complete college, that's a concern for economists.
Still, Belfield's optimistic. The results are good overall.
This will translate into an improved labor force, but it will take many years.
And someone else likely benefits too. 70% of students under 18 who get college credit these days do it through community college.
This has become much more of the revenue of community colleges.
Nationally, community college funding tanked during the recession, right when enrollment went up. Today, funding hasn't fully recovered.
With dual enrollment, you know that there's a crop of 11th graders and 12th graders every year.
And what pays off for students pays off for these colleges, too. For Marketplace, I'm Peter Balanon-Rosen.
Are you a parent with a child in a dual enrollment program, or did you participate yourself? We'd like to hear more about your experience and whether it worked for you. Email the show. We're at weekend@marketplace.org.